I've had an idea for a song called Pretentious for a long time, because I just like the idea of that, you know, I had my moment of courageous pretentiousness, you know, jumping in with Tommy. It felt very pretentious at the time to be writing something that was a song cycle, let alone something that then later became known as a rock opera. So I've never had a problem with people that call me pretentious. Never. I don't regard it as an insult. But in the context of the piece, the song is actually about what Ray feels is the setting for his manager and the journalist's lifestyle. He feels that it's frippery, it's fluff, it's puff, to use the modern expression. I don't know much, but I know. The problem that Ray High has is he has a creative vision. He has something that he wants to, an idea that he feels has been lost in you know, the sequins and glitter and nonsense of the 70s. You know, a dream that was maybe rooted in the 60s. A good dream, a good idea, a good take, a good feeling about what rock and roll was going to do, what music was going to do, what young people were going to do in that first flush of 60s rock, which was then somehow forgotten in the 70s. What I'm asking the audience to do in the story is to look at what Ray is really saying when he's saying, you know, I can't do it, or, you know, I do it again, I can't discover it all over again. You know, you only get one opportunity to do something for the first time, and somehow we blew it. I don't know how, but, you know, when I look back at the 60s and 70s, you know, when punk came along, it was absolutely vital and necessary. If it hadn't, you know, we wouldn't have any rock and roll today, I'm convinced of it.